So here we are yet again, the James Whale Radio Podcast, brought to you courtesy of Rob, the producer. And of course, if you hate this, you'll hate the 200 odd other ones that are available online. So basically, I'm going to talk for an hour about stuff. Rob's going to interrupt and I'm going to slap him down. And we'll try and concoct some kind of hour's entertainment. Oh, I don't think you could call it entertainment, could you?
Mild entertainment.
Mild entertainment. Yeah, mild entertainment. Also, I think I should probably say, if you're easily offended, this is not the sort of podcast for you. You can listen to it and you can be offended and then you can f*** off, as far as I'm concerned, because I couldn't care less. All right. There are a few things I don't like. I don't like homophobia. I don't like racism. I don't like religion. I don't like violence. What else don't I like?
Well, you like Marmite, don't you? So that's off.
I like Marmite. I'm not fond of slugs. I don't mind worms. I am right of center, if you like, in my politics, in many things, and some things perhaps I'm more sociable about, but I believe that people who try to inflict their views on other people need to be told what to do and where to go. So I'm not inflicting my views on you, by the way. This is just my response to what's going on. And I quite like to think that I have the voice of reason, that I am the voice of reason in a mad, mad world. And of course, if you like this, then there's a slightly tamer version, not that much tamer, a slightly tamer version on Talk Radio. Talk Radio, of course, has been relaunched. Damon Holmes is now doing Drive on Talk Radio. I'm there after him. 7 o'clock until 10 in the evening, Monday to Thursday. I've resurrected Ash, who I think he's been sleeping in the building, Ash, ever since I left about 11 years ago. So we're back on Talk Radio Monday to Thursday. I hope you can listen to that. And then, of course, you can listen to as many of these as you like. You can also check out the website, jameswhaleradio.com. What was that?
I've no idea. Rob? Did you sneeze?
No, hang on. Lulu, what are you doing? What are you doing? What? Come here.
Do we need a vet?
You've chewed the end of my knob off. Why have you done that? That was one of my favourite... I've got this habit of cutting bits out of trees occasionally and turning them into walking sticks. And she's just nipped the knob off.
Good. I'm glad it's a piece of wood.
Hang on, I've just better pick it up before we... Oh, dear. Oh, when it's wet too. I hate it when it's wet, don't you?
A wet, knobbly bit of wood.
That looks quite nice. That looks quite nice. But I think I'm gonna put that over there out of the way so she doesn't... it's quite nice. I should put a picture of that up, some of my walking sticks up. You all right, baby? Good. OK, we'll carry on. By the way, I hate people who don't like animals, who don't respect animals, and who don't treat animals properly. My dogs, and I've got a lot of them running around here, are part of the family. Aren't you, Lulu? Lying down now, she's having a sleep. So where were we? Oh, yeah, here. I'm not fond of Americans. Some Americans I like. That's a sweeping generalisation, and I should take that back. I was just talking to my brother, funnily enough, about the ridiculous... Last week's programme was a bit about puritanical people trying to sort of inflict their morals on the rest of us, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah. In fact, actually, we threw that question out, didn't we?
I think there's a question this week about morals, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. On Facebook, I said, whose morals are we supposed to be following? And Dan Ishqua said, forget the Bible and other religious books. All you need to follow is four simple words. And he's right. And these words, I think we should have inscribed upon our foreheads. And the words are this. Don't be a dick.
I don't think we need to put the whole sentence on your head because there's not enough room. I think we should just put the word dick just as a reminder. Yeah.
Sandra Bellini says our own morals we should follow. It depends if yours are good enough, Sandra. Yvonne Adams said if it's naughty or if it's going to make you feel bad, don't do it. William Street got in touch and he said we should be following the teachings of Jesus Christ, but we don't. William Street, you're an idiot. Bob Dunning said, following our own morals could go horribly wrong. I believe we adopt the moral system of the society we grew up in. which in this country does have a strong Christian ethic and is the basis of our laws, which is not to say it is the responsibility of every generation to keep re-evaluating these morals. I'm pleased we live in a society that updates our moral code constantly and does not stick in some historical moment. I'm glad we don't stick in some historical moment. I have a friend of mine, Stuart, who listens to this podcast regularly. Hi, Stuart. And he actually got in touch and he said, James, I visited Canterbury Cathedral at the weekend. And apart from the many ironic things like the London University School of Economics being based there in the cathedral, while the Archbishop, of course, is based in London. And the economic school looks nothing like economic, by the way. The crypt was parading paperwork about Holocaust Day. Of course, that was a couple of weekends ago. Is this just a grand gesture to keep the real story off the front page? The real story that many such Holocausts, like the ethnic cleansing of Jerusalem's 70,000 Muslims, was done by the Christian Crusade or Queen Isabella's march through Spain, cleansing and converting Jews and Muslims and setting up the Spanish Inquisition to burn people at the stake who had not really converted. Or sending ships out to the Caribbean to kill every Arawak Indian in order to then ship slaves there and make profit and steal gold. At least we forget too easily what we do not want to remember. It's not that Hitler invented either the concentration camp or ethnic cleansing. Maybe Moses did the latter, though I am sure it's gone on since man walked the earth. The point is, does the cathedral announcing itself as a Christian community not still support such beliefs and arrogance? Are we not in an age when all faiths and churches should be ordered to be multi-faith, just like schools are? That one's a little bit heavy for your program, maybe. I don't think so, actually. I think it's exactly right. And, you know, there have been a number of organizations, religious organizations, whether Muslim, whether Christian, anything else, that have inflicted great pain and suffering on people through the ages. So let's forget about the morals of religion. Justin Richardson said, it's laughable that people are saying we should be following religious moral codes. Just look at the values that most religious holy books contain. They're scrapbooks of child abuse, racism, and every kind of bigotry imaginable. I don't know what moral codes we should be following, but I'm damn sure that ones we shouldn't. Seems easy to me, actually. Just, you know, be good. But why not, try not to annoy anybody else.
Be good and don't get caught.
Be good and don't get caught doing the thing. Yeah, I suppose that's fairly good. Rob Alphonse, is that you?
It's not me, no. I'm not Alphonse, no.
Should be a case of knowing right from wrong and doing the right thing. It's as simple as that. Andy Swarm. The morals of Anne Widdecombe, obviously, eye rolling and head in hands are a must. Let's throw one more and you've got loads of it. David Baretti said, morals may be preached by those taking the high ground, but everyone has a duty and right to endorse their own moral code, to follow a set of morals served to you by others, is no more than indoctrination into their ideology, and the free thinking man is no more. I agree totally. Thank you very much indeed. We had some good stuff coming through on Facebook, and if you want to Facebook us with your thoughts on any of the things we're talking about, feel free. Here's one. What about this this idea that having attractive women parading in darts matches or at Formula One is unacceptable and not wanted? Not wanted by who? Apparently, Bernie Eccleston has sold Formula One to some American people. And some of these Americans are so holier than thou, so moralistic. Yeah, they've got, you know, what a moral country America is, eh? It's okay, you know, kids get guns and shoot each other in the playground, and still their ridiculous president says everybody should have the right to carry a gun. You know, the thing is completely and utterly skewed, isn't it? Americans now want to stop. They think it would be better to not have these girls on the grid, so they've stopped that. They're stopping women who have a God-given talent, if you want to invoke God for some reason. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
The dogs are staring at pussies again.
Nah, it's probably somebody at the door. I'm not letting them in. If they've not phoned to say they're coming, they're not coming in. That's it. I don't let anybody in. They can't get through the portcullis anyway. So, yeah, you know, this whole thing about, oh, we're not having any glamour anymore. Why not? If somebody is able to make a living out of looking good, who are the ugly people to say they shouldn't?
So it'd be acceptable if a good-looking person said they shouldn't, then?
It wouldn't be acceptable for that, no, but I've not seen a good-looking person saying that people who are good-looking shouldn't be able to make a living out of it. They all seem to have piercings in every part of their face, some of the people who moan, or tattoos up their necks and across their foreheads, and they moan that, you know, why on earth is somebody getting... All they're doing is making a living out of the way they look. Not out of their brain. I tell you, I have never met any of these girls who make a living out of the way they look who haven't had a very, very sharp brain and make a lot of money. So, you know, it just, it beggars belief. This kind of puritanism that is sweeping this country at the moment is, it's worrying, because after this, there will be an immense backlash against the Puritans. It's always happened. Just have to look at our history. So I think I probably said enough about this in last week's program, but it's just getting worse and worse, isn't it? My good friend Julia Hartley Brewer, who does breakfast on Talk Radio, has recently had a couple of these darts girls in the studio, because she, as a woman, a radio host, supports them. And, you know, why shouldn't a good-looking person, male or female, make money out of the way they look? Do we just want ugly people? Do we want everybody on television to look like they just came off the Jeremy Kyle show? Is that what we want? Do we f***? So anyway, I've had enough of that.
Shouldn't the Formula One drivers go on strike until the women are reinstated?
Well, I think they might. Here's another thing as well. We've got Formula One Grand Prix in countries like what we've got, Abu Dhabi and Bahrain, and lots of these Middle Eastern countries run by Arabs, whose moral codes are, by definition, some of the most draconian ever. Mind you, it's great, isn't it? Because you go to London and you go to different parts of London and you find all the young Arab men who've come over to London in the casinos, in the whorehouses, in the, you know, you drinking in the bars, doing all the things they're not allowed to do back home. Racing their cars with their Arab number plates up and down the Edgware Road. Although I think the police have stopped that now.
Quite right.
If you're going to suddenly say, oh, we can't have attractive-looking women with very few clothes on, I suggest you stop the sort of brutality, the violent brutality that lots of these countries where Formula One races are carried out are screened.
The voice of reason. I can't say anymore.
You couldn't think of anything to say, could you, really?
No, I was reading something and what you're talking
about. I don't think anyone's going to be watching darts, by the way, now, because the girls are going. Do you remember live TV used to have topless darts?
I remember a channel. Was it live TV, was it?
Yeah, it was called live television, and they had topless darts.
Why not?
Maybe it's to bring it back. I just asked who's going to be watching darts now, because a lot of people watch darts because of the girls. Because let's face it, darts players are rather ugly, aren't they? Nick Edmonds said, no more darts girls, no more superbike girls, no more F1 girls, no more Tour de France podium girls, etc., etc. What a dull old grey left-leaning Marxist shithole world we live in. I think actually, Nick, you put it exactly right. Craig Taunton says, an F1, what about Miss World sponsored by Kleenex? I miss those days. I do too. You know, why? What's wrong with people being awarded something for looking good? What is wrong with that? Mick Gallagher says, I still love and watch the darts, as I always have all these years. It will seem a shame that the walk-on girls have lost their place in darts, sadly. Oh, Mick, come on. Get a little more. Feel a little more for them, Mick. Feel it more, man. John Napper says, who watched darts in the first place? Very good point, John. Gary Turner said, what's the point, James? It's like watching footy without the ball. Julian Rose says, I will be watching for sure. Those guys with the big bellies, tattoos, gold chains, they're real eye candy. See? You know? Whatever turns you on, is it?
Have you got a hamster?
Did you hear something?
Have you got a little mouse or something in your office?
Yeah, I'm going to have to let them in again. Hold on. I don't know why this is happening today. Hold on. Hold on.
It's probably my voice. They want to say hello.
Come in, then.
Hello.
Hello, doggy dogs. Hello. Come and sit with me. I've got Daisy May, of course, famous for Celebrity Big Brother, and Loopy Lou. How are you, Daisy May? Hey? Come and sit on my lap. Come on. Here. What are you doing? What's going on?
You don't let me sit on your lap.
No, I don't. And don't even suggest it again. That is disgusting and debauched. Jason Flood says, wouldn't watch it anyway. It's not a sport. It's just a pub game. Dan says, in the 80s, when there were only four television channels, I didn't have the internet. It meant there was less entertainment, and I used to watch things like snooker and F1 racing. I don't watch them now. I was never bored enough to watch darts. Thank you, Dan. Gary Elmo says, haven't watched the darts for ages. I didn't realise there were all girls on it. They did some good songs. What? They did some good songs, I must admit. I haven't watched them for ages. Oh, he's being clever. You remember there was a group called Darts. Chris Alcock said, women should not be stopped from doing a job because they are women. They need to pay bills, so let them do a job that pays better than the minimum wage. One more. Michael McKerney says, I'm now watching the girls on a different channel. Well done to you. I didn't know they were on a different channel, did you?
Yeah, Jiggle Station.
Oh, really? Okay, Jiggle Station. Yeah, got my dogs. So anyway, there we are. Listen, I've got another thing that's really annoying me. This Puritanism, we'll come back to that, because the MP, Joe Swinson, who refused to be interviewed by me on Talk Radio, wants misogyny to be made a hate crime. Let me come back to that, because there's been so much to talk about recently. The Chief Constable, Anthony Bangham, this is his real name, Bangham. Probably one of the most stupid policemen ever. By the way, he has a right of reply. If he wishes to come on the program here or on Talk Radio, he can. He's the chief constable in charge of road safety. And he's come up with this idea. It was in The Sun the other day, that there should be a zero tolerance on motorists. And if you are doing 1 mile an hour, 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, you should be done.
So how are they going to do that then? Because that's non-enforceable, surely. The calibration of the equipment isn't up to the standard.
Well, wouldn't you have thought a Chief Constable, Anthony Bangham, would have known that before he decided to make such a ridiculously stupid statement?
Could you just imagine it, couldn't you? Thousands of people in court saying, I wasn't going 1 mile an hour over. Can you prove it?
Well, the RAC, the AA, and various other road organisations have come out and said this man really, he needs moving somewhere else. He's not doing any interviews, by the way. That's his lookout. But here he is, zero tolerance. He said that the, you know, when you get a speed awareness course, he said these are not good enough punishment. And I've been on three because I drive a lot. And I drive on motorways, and at times I've been caught usually as transitioning from the motorway onto the dual carriageway, which quite often is not well marked, and you could be doing 70, and then suddenly you're in 50, and then you start to slow down, but the police have got cameras there, and they watch you, and all that sort of stuff, so bollocks to it. I don't, you know, I'm a safe driver, touch wood, I have never claimed on my insurance, and I've been driving for over 40 years, you know, if you drive a lot of miles, occasionally you're going to get done. And all these so-called smart motorways now, where they have the cameras up, and if they're going to adjust those to get everybody who's doing 1 mile an hour over the limit, we are going to have people who are not watching what they're doing on the roads. They will be watching their speedometers and then suddenly crashing into the back of something in front of them because they are not watching what's going on the road. This is the most banal, ridiculous, stupid, lame-brained idea coming from a f***ing policeman I've ever heard. And quite frankly, this copper should be given a bollocking. Well, he is, isn't he? That's what I'm doing now. But I remove him from post or do something, because this is the most dangerous thing I have ever heard anybody say. If you've got a point to make about it, by the way, and listen, I think, you know, we have to drive safely. Road deaths are down dramatically in the past 10 years in this country. People are driving better. Cars are safer. people are paying more attention to what they're doing. But for a copper to come out and start having a go like this, it is unnecessary. If you want to really endear yourselves to the public, take more interest when somebody rings you and says, I've just had my house robbed. Could you send somebody? No, dear, but we'll give you a crime number. Get in touch with your insurance. You know, what are the police for? Just to harass the law-abiding citizen who may be driving a little too fast? Or harass the law-abiding citizen, why don't you, that's driving too bloody slow on the motorway? Anthony Bangham, you, sir, need to rethink what you're doing.
What an unfortunate name. Bangham. I'd like to see traffic officers being separated from the police force so that they can't give the police a bad name anymore.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea. I feel sorry for the coppers who will be forced to do... Well, they won't, because there's been such an outcry about it that I don't think they will. Should we do a bit of music?
Yeah, we got some music, as you'll wish.
Yeah. It's apparently, according to Jess, who sent it in, and if you want to send some music in, Rob, this is how you do it.
Yeah, send the email to jameswellradio@gmail.com. Mark it for my attention. That's me, Rob. Include the MP3, permission to play, and if it's really good, we'll play it, and if it's really bad, I might do anyway.
Yeah. Well, this is incredible alternative alt rock. Is that alternative rock?
Yes.
Trio called The Berries, who are bringing the sass and attitude with their new single, False, which will be released on the 9th of this month. I guess Jess must be female Jess, not a male Jess.
I assume so, yes.
Because, you know, a male Jess would not say bringing back the sass and attitude.
I don't know, maybe. You just said it.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm reading what she said. Well, let's have a listen. Okay, here we go.
You have no false desire.
So there we are, the berries and fuzz. Quite nice, wasn't it?
It was different.
Yeah, very different. Okay, well, should we do tech talk? And then I want to talk about Jo Swinson and her idea that misogyny should be a hate crime.
Okay, tech talk then. And the new version...
I think that's a good idea, don't you? Tech talk?
Tech talk.
You don't have to.
I do, because otherwise we'd have a gap in the hour-long show then, wouldn't we? If I didn't.
I think I need a new iPad.
You've got an iPad Air 2, so you don't. Unless you want another one in addition
I dropped it the other day.
Oh, what? Is it broken?
Well, Mrs. W hasn't sussed out yet that it might be.
Oh, okay. Well, if we need a new iPad...
No, I think it's not. I just dented the corner.
Oh, that's okay.
The iPad Mini that I've had for years and years, I'm still using.
Is this tech talk, is it? Your...
No. I was just talking about my tech.
Okay. The new version of Office 2019 will only work in Windows 10. It won't work in Windows 7 or Windows 8.
That's pretty useless, isn't it?
Yeah. eBay is dropping PayPal as its main payment processor.
Why?
They've signed up a new deal with a company called Adyen.
Really?
They'll still take PayPal up to something like 2023, but it won't be the main payment processor.
We take PayPal.
We take PayPal, yes.
Yeah, if you want to send us any money to keep this program going, just go to our PayPal Just Giving or whatever it is. What is it?
Well, it's just a donate button on the front of the webpage.
Oh, donate button. Yeah, yeah.
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 And people do. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah. Or buy one of the books or one of the Whaley baseball caps. For summer is coming. You want a new baseball cap? We've got some very nice ones in the shop. Go to our website, jameswellradio.co.uk, and have a little look in the shop.
I think we're down to the
Say again?
We're down to the last three, I think.
Well, it's time to get some more in.
Well, yeah, I could order some more, I suppose, but it sounds dramatic, doesn't it, when I say we're down to the last three?
Yeah. I mean, if you want something logoed up with my logo, you can have anything logoed up.
Indeed.
You could have the whale logo on your ass on a pair of jeans.
There was a lad in my local town that went shop to shop asking if you wanted to sponsor his body for tattooing. And I remember the gym over the road asked him to put a stupid tattoo on the back of his head. And he went off and he did it. It's a good way of making money, I suppose, if you're not that bothered what you look like.
I mean, what a great idea. You could have the whale logo tattooed somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere visible, in the forehead or something, yeah.
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 Okay. Right, where were we? Oh, PayPal. So, that's a shame. What? eBay trying to flex its muscles, I suppose.
Well, PayPal and eBay used to be the sort of same thing, didn't they? And then they sort of separated. But I like PayPal, though. Yeah. I feel safe with PayPal.
Do you?
Yeah.
And this Adyen sounds too sort of foreign, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm cleaning my glasses. That's what that.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Was, yeah. Forgot.
But we're already using Adyen for various other companies that we subscribe to. So it's quite a famous payment processing company. You're just not aware of it. But they're coming to the forefront with eBay. So that'll be happening soon. Films?
Have I seen any films lately? I did see a film the other day. I can't remember what it was. No, never mind. Anyway, go on.
Winchester.
Can't be that good then, can it?
No. The film Winchester. Winchester. Based on the true story of Sarah Winchester, who used to be the wife of the man who started the Winchester Repeating Arms Company.
Oh, the Winchester 73 rifle that is supposed to have won the Wild West.
Well, she built the... after her husband died, she built this house, and the house is said to be haunted by all the deaths of the people that had died, being the recipient of the use of the rifle. And she built the house, and it's a very strange house. She's deliberately almost built it with loads of secret rooms and staircases that go weird places and so on. It's like a thriller horror film. It's very, very good. It's got Helen Mirren as the main actress in it.
All right, the Winchester. Okay. Yeah. Well, I know a lot about the Winchester 73 repeating rifle. It was, of course, the AK-47 of its day.
Yeah, but the AK-47 is pretty useless. I mean, its accuracy is appalling. I'd rather have the rifle.
It's as accurate as any other multi... what's it, thingy-bob?
Just goes everywhere. The first shot is...
Well, that's the people who do it. They you know, but if you were to actually use it properly... The thing is, a lot of these people who use these guns are very unsophisticated people, and they're not really sure. They shoot them up in the air and all over the place, and they've got no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, you do get that. I mean, every time I see them on the news, they're always shooting in the air. I mean, what are they shooting at?
Well, they're idiots, because, you know, a number of people, and you don't hear this, a number of people have been killed by those bullets because they come back, and if you are unlucky enough to be under one, that's it. Curtains. Goodbye, Vienna.
Although you're not in Vienna, though.
No. So anyway, so that's worth. Is that the only movie you've been watching?
That's the only movie I watched this week. I'll be going to see more this weekend.
All right. Okay. Now, welcome to the programme. Whether you're listening on your phone, your tablet, or on your favourite radio station, this is James Whale. This is the radio podcast, and you can get more. Yeah, because if this wasn't bad enough, there are others. Hundreds of others on our website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. And you may well have seen, we put out one of my old TV shows about the alien autopsy.
Yeah, I put that out yesterday, I think, yes.
Yeah. So let's, should we carry on with this thing? I couldn't believe this last week. Listen to my program live Monday to Thursday on Talk Radio. Get the app, download it, go to my Twitter site, my website. And you can just click on, can't you, and listen.
Yeah, I heard you slagging me off last night about the app.
Yeah, well, you haven't done it.
Yeah, but you had the expert on, and he agreed with me.
Yeah, but everybody's got an app, but I haven't.
That's just your ego talking, though, isn't it, really?
Is it? Okay, we'll talk about that later. Joe Swinson, who is a Lib Dem Member of Parliament, and obviously not very bright, I'm sorry, Joe, if you want to discuss this, but you keep on disappearing and saying you don't have time to talk about it, you want misogyny to be made a hate crime. Now, your thoughts on this, I put it down on Facebook. Stephen Terry Parker says, certainly the moment they admit there is something called misandry. What's that?
I think that's how you say it, misandry.
It's not misogyny.
No, it's the same thing in reverse.
Oh, right. Oh, that's not liking men?
Yes.
Right, okay. Misogyny will continue to be seen in a bad light until you, Mr. Whale, get around to writing that book, How to Train Women the Whale Way. Oh, God, Stephen, that goes back a bit. Oh, dear, that cut me to the quick.
I went into a bookstore and asked for a copy of that, and they looked at me blankly.
You should have recorded it. Now, we might do it, actually, in the future. Misogyny is a man that just doesn't like women, right? And apparently misandry is a woman who just doesn't like men. Now, how that can be a hate crime, Joe Swinson, I have no fucking idea. You know, a hate crime, sure, is somebody who attacks somebody because they don't like somebody, who actually physically beats somebody, and there are already laws in place to deal with people who do that. A misogynist is a grumpy old git that just doesn't really like women and would rather be on his own or in the company of men, not women around him all the time. Yeah. What sort of people are getting into Parliament these days? Jan says, nonsense, only if misandry is also made a crime. Lots of people on the misandry thing here. Let's all just get offended by every word, by everyone, every time. This is madness. Jan, you're so right. You are so right. If any more of these fucking snowflakes go on about wanting a safe space and not to be upset by anybody. Bill Roberts says, how would you measure the hatred? What percentage of hatred would make you a criminal? Should you be a criminal because of what you think or because of what you do? And he's right, Bill, he's right. Because if you do something nasty to someone, you will get punished, hopefully, if they're not too busy trying to catch motorists doing one mile an hour over the speed limit. William Street said she's right. It should be a hate crime. However, I would include misandry too. Oh, William, idiot. Mark, I'm sorry, William, you're nuts, mate. Just think about it. You know, I don't like slugs. You going to make that a hate crime?
Oh, I think we should.
No, I don't.
Oh, no.
Mark Pearson definitely should not be made a hate crime. I definitely don't have a hatred for women. But as with other hate crime laws, the lunatics jump on the bandwagon and play the race, homophobic, and any other card for the slightest of issues. It tends to lead to bigger things, i.e. people who refuse to make a cake for a gay couple on religious grounds. Why not go to another cake shop rather than make an issue? If men hate women for whatever reason, a law won't change that. If it's a physical abuse towards women, then we already have laws for it. Mark agrees with me. Mind you, I don't agree with the cake thing. I think if you know, I don't think people should be allowed to say, I'm not making that for you because I think if you went into a shop and a woman went into a shop and said, could you make me a cake? And the boy said, no, I don't like women. I'm not making you a cake. Then he should be dealt with. It's what you think should be your own stuff. I say bollocks, says Lee Stevens, and I do a lot. Yeah, Lee. Nick Edmund says, I don't love all women. I don't hate all women. Some women are complete arses, but I'm allowed to think they are complete arses. Respect is an earned thing, no matter what your gender, and we are also allowed to hate whom we want, aren't we? Yeah, I think we are. Dave Benjamin says, next it will be a crime to even think bad things. Well, that's what they want. They could call it thought crime. Now, where have I heard that before? That's a good point. Let's do one more. Graham Belton says, it shouldn't be a hate crime, but if it turns into discrimination against women, then they should be dealt with. And they will, Graham. The laws exist. So I think Joe Swinson is wasting more time. Like Bangham, the chief constable, just wasting time. Like the people who decided there should be no more attractive women. What do we want? Ugly people on the radio, on the television, on advertising, hoarders? Well, actually, you don't know if somebody on the radio... I mean, most people on radio are pretty ugly, aren't they?
No comment.
You know, think of Steve Wright.
Do I have to think of Steve Wright?
No. I'll do a quick Wales Mails. This one, Gary Ruddle. Gary Ruddle? Yeah. James, I received your signed book last week. Firstly, thanks for the speedy delivery. That's down to Rob. Yeah. The book itself is such a great read. I found it very frank and very honest. Thank you. Hope your hip's better. It is. Thank you very much indeed. My hip is a lot better. P.S. My wife is now reading it.
That's not fair. What, reading? You should buy her own copy.
Reading my hip? Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch, loads of ways, go on our Facebook page, go on Twitter, or email the program, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Shall we finish with a few questions?
Yeah, can I plug my Twitter feed?
I don't know.
Because
you've not f***ing done my app. Why should you plug the Twitter feed?
If I get another 10 followers this week, I'll launch the app. We've already written the app. The app is there. At Dead Air Podcast, if you want to follow me on Twitter, that'd be great. I could do with more followers. You see, I'm losing more than I'm gaining.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I don't know why. Can I get some more?
What's your Twitter feed?
The James Whale,
as opposed to not the James Whale.
Well, there are other James Whales, but mine is the James Whale.
You're playing with your phone again, aren't you?
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
It farts down the line when you do that.
I was just having a look on Twitter. Right. Okay.
You're not going to mention anything about the bin finds this week?
I could do, I suppose, but we've run out of time. I might do that next week. This is a company called 3GS who've just inflicted a £600 fine on a lady because her husband inadvertently put a bit of cardboard in the wrong bin. And because it was apparently industrial rubbish, she's been found £600 by a company called 3GS. Now, okay, if there's a law, you have to obey it, I suppose. That seems pretty fucking stupid to me. But, you know, the crime punishment has to be proportionate. That is not proportionate, and somebody should do something about it. 3GS are a company who scared stiff of the media and go and hide. I'm going to wheedle them out on talk radio.
It's a stupid law because basically what they're saying is if you take any work from work home with you, like a document, and then you shred it and put it in your bin.
Or a tea bag.
You've committed an offence and therefore it's a £600 fine. I did have a solution for this person. Yeah. This is why I mentioned it. And that is you pay the fine and then you claim the fine back through the small claims court, thus removing the criminal element out of it, so they can't actually do you for any more because you've already paid. So if you lose, you won't lose any more.
You're better than a solicitor, aren't you?
So, yeah, so basically pay the fine and say, I'm paying this under duress and I do not wish to pay it. And then once you've paid it and have cashed it, then take them to small claims and claim it back and then put your case forward to a civil judge.
What a good idea. What a good idea. Yeah. Oh, we'll tell her to do that. That's a great idea. Very good idea indeed.
It does work.
Thank you very much. No wonder you wanted me to mention that. Yeah. No, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. Do you see my little video I did last night with Ash?
I saw your health and safety video, yes.
Yes. I just saw it. I haven't seen it, and it's quite funny, in a way.
One of your tech ops sent me the montage of your show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that
God.
Them now?
Why? No, it's not God, but, you know, it's just everything. I've got dogs, I've got phones, it's all going off today, isn't it? I shouldn't do this program in my house, should I?
And don't throw your rubbish out.
No, I won't. No, absolutely won't throw my rubbish out. No, you're right. Okay, shall we finish with questions for the whale? Here we go.
Okay, Paul Smith.
Not the Paul Smith, because I could do with a new suit.
If you are the Paul Smith that knows anything about clothing, please get in touch again.
Mm, yeah, do. Anyway, go on.
Paul Smith, what is the very root of political correctness, and who is pulling the political correctness strings? I couldn't even say that then properly.
Political correctness, who gives a shit? The sooner political correctness is out the window, the better.
Peter Jenkins, regardless of the make, why is it whenever we buy a multi-packet of crisps, at least one of the packets has a hole in them and they're stale?
Quite frankly, you should be ashamed of yourself. If you buy a multi-packet of crisps, that means you are eating too many. I would not buy any at all. If I eat a packet of crisps once every few weeks, that would be too many. So stop buying the multi-packets of crisps. They are bad for you.
Bad for the pocket as well. You get conned in a way because you buy a six-pack of Walker's crisps and the bags are smaller than the retail bags. So you don't actually really save any money. If you want value for money, Seabrook crisps are rather good for that kind of thing.
Are we getting money out of Seabrook crisps?
That's the idea. I'll just mention Seabrook crisps.
Okay. Well, Seabrook are a very nice, very tasty and very crunchy crisp. And if you want a crisp, have a Seabrook crisp.
There we go, see? And you get four bags in the multi-pack bags.
Yeah. Get them to pay for that. Go on.
Six for a pound last time I bought them. Very good.
Get on with it. I've got to go to the pub.
Lee Stevens, when are you going to write your third book?
I'm actually concocting it in my mind at the moment, so it's not out of the question.
Frank McIlroy, any chance of a wee something from your radio station, lol?
A wee something?
Yeah.
What's that about?
He wants you to pee in something and send it to him, I think.
No.
Wee as in small.
No. A small something. What do you want? Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Zigzagar.
And I'll see.
Can you send him a staple, can you?
Yeah,
a stapler.
Yeah, like
just
that.
Eject a staple.
Yeah.
Send him that.
Yeah, just send him something off your desk.
Rob James, Theresa May has appointed a minister for loneliness.
As if we don't have enough problems in this country.
And the question is, shouldn't there be more than one?
Well, that's a very good question, but quite frankly, why the f*** are we having a minister for loneliness when the NHS is falling apart? And when this country is obsessed with Brexit, which ain't really never going to happen, and we have a minister for loneliness, for God's sake, we need an election. Or is that an erection?
So what do they
Same
do?
Thing.
Do they just sort of turn up to people's houses and sit with them for a while, this minister?
I have no idea, but you and I are paying for it. What a waste of money.
Steve Gertcher Brown, are oranges the only fruit?
Are oranges the only fruit?
Yeah.
My suggestion to you, Steve, is call the doctor. You need some kind of help immediately.
Well, as long as he's doing one of his five a day, I suppose.
You should really?
Okay. Well, one is better than nothing.
But we got some good questions there, but just that last one with Steve, whatever his name was, just shit. Right, okay, I'm back on the radio Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 7 o'clock in the evening on Talk Radio, but here at jamesworldradio.co.uk, you can hear musings... Mm-hmm. And interviews and chats and bits on the television and videos and all sorts of stuff anytime you want. Just go to our website, jamesworldradio.co.uk. Right, thank you very much indeed, Rob. Talk to you later. Thank you for that. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, dogs. Thank you, dogs.
It wasn't me, by the way.
Who wasn't you?
That phoned you last night from South Wales. It wasn't me.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty lousy at doing it. Sort
of, yeah, well, next time you try, I'll spot you anyway. Thank you.
Anytime.
Right, cough, cough, cough. Will you get that cough sorted out, for f***ing sake?
It's sticking with me now.
Talk to you later.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.